Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Congressman Kramer, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Yeah, I'm still riding the wave.
And this is your third?
Third term.
Third term. Do you guys ever take a break from campaigning?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that because, you know, when the founders created the House of Representatives with its two-year terms, the whole point of it was that one half of the power in the Congress, not the numbers, but the power of the Congress, would be subject to re-election every 2 years, so that the power would be in the hands of the people as opposed to the politician, which is why they call it the People's House. And so the two-year term, while it looks like it's very political because you're always having to campaign, really was by design. Mm-hmm. And what I say really is that if you do your job well in the People's House, campaigning sort of takes care of itself. You know, the town halls and the interviews, time spent in the district, as they say, I call it the state, but you know, most mm-hmm. districts aren't an entire state. All of that is just good common sense public policy that results in good politics.
So one thing I've noticed about your campaign, not your campaign, your candidate, not your candidacy, your officialness, sure, I guess, yeah, your congressness, is you're not afraid to talk to people. You're not afraid to listen to them. You might not agree with them, and right. You might not run back to the House and say, John Fox down in Bismarck wants this changed, you know, and you might
it's
disagree
greatest
with
idea
them.
In the world, yeah.
But you'll let people speak their mind.
Well,
that's unusual.
I'm surprised how unusual it is.
Yeah.
You know, I have the distinction of having the most town halls of any member of Congress, and I say that somewhat, you know, grieving because what bothers me is that more members don't do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they rob themselves. I mean, Jason, the reality for it is this is sort of selfish on my part. It does two things for me. One is I just enjoy the heck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like people,
yeah,
right?
Right?
So that helps, right? But the other thing is I learn a lot. Yesterday, as an example, as we record this, I was in Minot at a veterans employment meeting. It was pretty much an all-day deal. There were panels, and I was a keynote speaker at lunch, did a little town hall for an mm-hmm. hour prior to that, and it was employers, and it was veterans, it was HR officials, it was, you know, other public officials, that veteran service officers, for example, and higher education, and the reporter asked me afterwards, what do you hope to take away from this? And I said, knowledge, you know, it helps me be better, right?
Right, right.
And so when you're out there dealing with things like SBA, you know, funding, for example, or VA support for businesses, or you're dealing with the transition, which is really what the whole day is about, the transition of military personnel to civilian life. If you're listening to real live examples of employers and employees, veterans, and the government, and anecdotes and whatnot, that makes legislating a lot more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So, to your original point, I enjoy it, but it also helps me be a better congressman. I always say, you can either be smart or resourceful, so I lean heavily on resourcefulness.
I looked at it as you were really blazing your own path for your own narrative, meaning that you you're a member of a party, Republican Party.
Right.
You know, and maybe even you've got some donors or you've got some special interests or something that maybe march behind you a little bit more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're exposing and making yourself accessible to everybody,
mm-hmm.
I don't see how that can't warrant respect from both sides of the aisle.
You know, it's a great point because that's important.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people like to govern with consensus. And I always say, but if you're going to govern with consensus, you don't need a government. You know,
mm-hmm.
in other words, what, you won't need courts, you don't need a legislative body, you don't need, you know, arbitrate anything, you just have consensus. Well, the absence of consensus requires a government, but we're a self-governed government. And so, for me, when you say blazing your own narrative, okay, I got just about 70% of the vote in this last election. That means 30% didn't vote for
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
I represent all of them, but hopefully the other 30% still respect me. If I get, you know, if I talk to 100 people and 50 of them agree with me and 50 of them disagree with me, my hope is that at least 100 of them respect me. And hopefully they know that I respect them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the bigger thing. So you have a relationship. Even I'd go so far, Jason, to say I have a particular blessing in that I feel like I have an intimacy with the people of North Dakota. But I like it so much. I like it so... I mean, it sounds corny. My wife, Chris, who just walked across the street, you know, while we do this, she never gets tired of me saying, God, I love these people. Every time we leave another town, you know, it's like, God, I love these
people. It's fun to connect.
But you do the same thing.
Absolutely.
See, that's the thing. You're not different than me. You just have a different job than
right.
me.
Right. You come in and you bring it from a policy side and, right. and a government side. I come in from a promotional, help you out, let's find more about your information side.
Right.
But, yeah, we essentially our circles are the same.
They are.
And it is very fun to be a part of those individual communities.
Yeah.
And it's neat, and let's talk about that community building, mm-hmm. Because really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all
that's
about,
it, yeah.
whether it's roads or whether it's bridges.
Yep.
But North Dakota's got an airport building going on like you wouldn't believe. I swear to God, every single airport in this state has gotten federal and state money to upgrade something or another. What does that tell you about what's going on?
So it's a great question, because when you think about we've been operating in Congress under sequestration. The one area that we've made progress on is the deficit spending, because we've cut a lot of discretionary spending. We've got a long ways to go, by the way, but the discretionary side we've pretty much cut as far as we can. And yet in North Dakota, in little old North Dakota, we've seen tremendous investment, as you said, both state and federal and some local, and our airport infrastructure. And that's a testimony to the good investment it is. Mm-hmm. And the recognition by the FAA, for example, that even within their discretionary funds, they need to invest here. And that's not just the congressional delegation going and making the pitch and convincing, the bureaucracy. No, it's really the communities and the businesses and the users of those airports that have demonstrated the demand for longer and thicker and upgraded runways and landing strips and other facilities.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. With me today is Chris Olson, co-owner of Treasure Island. What is the coolest thing you've bought or sold or found from a metal detector at Treasure Island?
Well, the coolest thing that we've bought or sold, man, it's been so many things.
Or found.
Well, my dad has found ancient Celtic gold coins. He found a Roman gold signet ring that was used by a Roman official to stamp a wax seal for the envelopes that he would send to other people. So my dad has a gold ring with a wax seal, or with a signet ring that is used for stamping. My dad has found a papal bulla in a ancient Roman battlefield in England, and so that was a big lead seal that the Pope would use to seal a communication that he was sending somewhere else to some other country. And so my dad found one of those buried in the ground.
It was lead?
Yeah, it's a lead seal. It was lead. Yep.
Yeah,
painted
poisonous.
Lead. Yeah, lead is, yeah, you gotta watch out for lead. So he's found lots of cool stuff, and we buy all kinds of cool things. Right now we have two sterling silver elephants with real ivory tusks.
I want an elephant.
That they're probably 20 or 30 years old, but they're big silver elephants, and we're trying to figure out what to do with them because they're worth some money. But we always find cool stuff here. I can't even begin to remember how many cool things we've bought and sold.
Well, thank you for your time.
It was a pleasure.